Welcome, everybody. My name is Ernesto Galvão. I'm one of the organizers of this workshop. Welcome for everybody who came all the way here, sometimes from very distant places. And welcome everybody who is online also, right? And this is Anne Broadbent. She's also an organizer of the workshop and of the project that's associated with this workshop. We're here just to welcome you to Perimeter. So these are the organizers you can see. I guess you can. Sorry. There's Rui Soares Barbosa, who is not here. He's present online. Anne, who is here with me. Rod Speckens, who is our local organizer here at Perimeter. And John Yard, who is at Perimeter and Waterloo. Okay? And Sarah Gardner from the conference office at Perimeter has been really helpful, you know, in putting this together. And we also have the help of Anne Frederic, who came also from Ottawa, okay, who is here to help. And before we start, so first the welcome, okay, everybody who is here. And I'd like to read this land acknowledgement, okay, which is something that's important here in Canada and elsewhere in the world. In the spirit of understanding and learning from what has come before, Perimeter Institute respectfully acknowledges that we're located on the traditional territory of the Attawandaron, Anishinaabeg, and Haudenosaunee people. Perimeter is situated on the Haldimand Tract, land promised to six nations, which includes 6 miles on each side of the Grand River. As settlers, we thank all the generations of people who have taken care of this land for thousands of years. We're connected to our collective commitment to make the promise and the challenge of truth and reconciliation real in our communities. With that, we move on to some more practical information.
Welcome once more. I'm Anne Broadbent. I'm the Canadian side director of this project, and we'll tell you more about that shortly. So I have a lot of housekeeping information. So first of all, please disregard this first point. The truth is that this is how you can ask questions and make sure that you're recorded. We have quite a bit of online following, nearly 100 registered participants online. We're also recording, so we want to make sure that our interactions are also part of the online experience, so that's why we have these things, and apparently they're not very fragile.
Thank you.
Coffee breaks will take place in the main floor, a bistro area that you certainly walked through when you came in today. Lunch and the banquet dinner is on the second floor dining room, so you go to the dining room, take the stairs up. Washrooms are directly outside of this door. I believe there's maybe one washroom, or walk around the coffee area, and I guess the washrooms are technically back here, you just need to get there. The timetable for the conference is available online. You may scan the QR code behind your badge, and you'll get all the latest information. There's a Slack channel for the conference. You would have received the link to the Slack channel this morning in the email. Right, thank you. And the intention is to have lots of online interactions, so please go in there and discuss. There's even a social channel. And Visitor Services is located right, you kind of have to take the hallway after security when you go in, and there you can meet Sarah, who we've mentioned and that you've certainly interacted with in terms of registration. Phil or Amanda are also in that team, and they'll be happy to help you with any logistics. So I wanted to introduce the project and the conference. It could be a little bit mysterious. How come we're having this workshop at Perimeter? What's the link with this project? And this is a Canada-EU project. We were kind of part of a pilot project that was a call for joint collaborations between Canada and the EU. And actually, It was so successful that now, in case you haven't heard, Canada has joined Europe because we're now eligible as actual, don't know the technical word, but we're actually eligible in these Horizon projects. This was maybe the first type of version of that. It was kind of like a pilot version, and now that path has been officialized. And it's a three-year project. We're in the second year, and as part of the proposal, there's a workshop that was planned, and now here we are. Of course, we wanted to make this as broadly accessible as possible, so Perimeter really graciously is hosting this conference. And as I mentioned, I'm the coordinator in Canada. Ernesto is the coordinator in Europe. And let me introduce just briefly the partners and the PIs. So from Portugal and INL, Ernesto and Rui Barbosa, present online. From Sevilla, Adam Cabello. Granada, Jara Juana Bermego Vega, also present online. Stockholm, Ingemar Bengston, also online. Dance has Anna Belen and John Selby, also online. From Bilkent University in Turkey, Shihan, here present. Now, Robert Rosendorf, thank you very much. So Robert was at UBC when this project was started and applied for, so he was really part of the leaders and instigators of this project. After having moved to Germany, now we're working on getting Robert as part of the project on the European side. Correct me if I'm wrong. Okay. And that's the story of how University of Ottawa came to become the coordinator. So from UBC, Sven Backman and Andrew Potter, Simon Fraser and Adish Da Silva, here present. UCL, Samson Bramski, also here. John Yard from University of Waterloo. Thanks, John, also one of the main organizers and instigators of this conference. And of course, U Ottawa. So.
Thank you, Anne. So this is the project. We have this workshop. We hope to organize another workshop in a year time, probably in Portugal. Okay, so keep tuned if you enjoyed this experience this week. So talking a little bit about the project, okay? The general goal of Focaccia is to develop new foundational approaches for understanding the power of quantum computing devices. So we want to understand better this line in the sand that separates quantum from classical, okay? And this is something very dear to everybody who is here, I think. And it's very fitting that we're having this conference here at Perimeter, where foundations of quantum mechanics is so important and so studied. And in Waterloo, where broadly quantum computing is such a strong suit, right? So the project has four work packages. So this means we have quite a lot of people working, PIs and postdocs and students, working on these different four different topics. So the first topic is about non-classicality in general, in particular quantum contextuality. Causality also, how to model causal structures in quantum computing, and quantum advantage, how to draw this line between quantum and classical in the setting. The second topic is about classical simulation of quantum computation, so stabilizer rank techniques for those who are in the know, and other techniques involving quasi-probabilities, for example. Then we have the arithmetic of quantum circuits. Nadish is here, Ingemar will be participating online, John Yard is here. So it's a lot about discrete mathematics applied to quantum computation, Clifford hierarchy, and lots of structures that appear and that we need to understand better. And the fourth topic is about fault-tolerant quantum computation, particular topological techniques in fault-tolerant quantum computation. So this is an overview of what we have in Focaccia. But of course, the workshop is much broader than this, okay? We just have a few people from the Focaccia project here, and we are drawing on this very nice environment here in Waterloo to have many other participants who work not just on these topics, but on many other topics in between quantum foundations and quantum computation, right? At the foundations of quantum computation. So this is it's already outdated, okay? A slide with the with the talks that we're having this week. The first change will be in the first talk, okay, that we'll have Connor giving the talk, and Robert will take, will swap with him. But you can check the up-to-date schedule at the top there in this website, okay? Please feel free and do join Slack. That's another place where you can post questions. You can have an ongoing discussion about the things that we're discussing. And it's a way of engaging with the speakers even after the talk is over, okay? Oh, I had a doubt about this thing, or I wanted to understand this better. Can you point out to some reference? What was this paper, okay? So this is a nice place to have this kind of discussion on the Slack channel. So I just wanted to point out that the workshop dinner is tonight, okay? Early, as is Canadian custom, I guess, right? Early for an European, 6 p.m. is an early dinner. But I'm sure it's going to be very nice, right, here at PI. And this is what we had. We just wanted to welcome you. I hope you're as excited about this as we are. And enjoy the week.